Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of the Emma Gunn Show. I am your host, Emma Gunn Awardner. Can you believe we're nearly halfway through 26 habits? It's my 12th habit, and I'm in the mood to make another one after the success of getting back into reading books. If you haven't caught up with the previous shows, you can find the entire back catalogue on the pool. The link, of course, will be in the show notes. And because the next habit in 2 weeks' time will be officially halfway through, I'm thinking it might be time to do a little bit of an update show. Maybe go through all the habits so far, have a think about what went right, what maybe went wrong, and whether there'll be any that I'll be attempting again in part two, in the second half of 26 habits. Anyway, let me know what you think. So for habit number 12, I'm going to start journaling in the morning and in the evening. And by journaling, I mean keeping a diary of sorts with thoughts, feelings, and emotions. And that does sound a bit loose and woolly, but my reasoning is threefold. I've been hearing a lot about the health benefits of journaling for quite some time now. I listen to the Tim Ferriss show on Apple Podcasts, and he talks about his morning ritual of journaling. And just lots of people I've spoken to in the last few years say how important it is to put down thoughts, feelings, write it down on paper, input it into an app or just onto a Word document on their computer. The health benefits are well-known mental and physical health benefits, I hasten to add, with implications on it improving cognitive function, as well as strengthening the immune system and countering stress. Now, I feel a little bit iffy about the idea of writing a diary. Always have done. I've always worried about somebody reading it, or just thought it's a bit of, like, what's the point? But the fact that there are health benefits, mental and physical, means that there is a point. So that's one of my reasons. Secondly, I am juggling a lot of work and social commitments at the moment. I'm a freelancer. I have many different roles that I play throughout the working week and also have a social life. And my mind is feeling a little bit scattered. So I'm hoping that by journaling every day, I'll strengthen my practical brain cells and be a bit more organized and managed about what I do and don't take on. I have literally been standing in front of somebody who has said, but we've got that thing on Thursday next week, and I've gone and I really had no recollection of it whatsoever. So I feel like there's a little bit of work to be done there. And then my third reason, I've spoken before on this podcast about the fact that I see a therapist every week, but a few months ago she actually left the facility that I go to, and so I'm in this sort of weird in-between therapist zone. For the most part, this has been absolutely fine, and the break has actually been a really positive opportunity to feel the benefits of the work that I did with her. However, I have noticed some old bad habits creeping back in, and the worst is whinging. I've been going through some interesting issues, I'm using air quotes, in my professional life, and I've fallen back into the habit of talking about them a lot. And when I say talking about them a lot, what I mean is, you know, when you say the same thing word for word practically over and over again, just to a different audience each time the topic comes up. So it kind of is making me realize that maybe rather than processing, coming to terms with and moving on from a situation, which is what I felt we did really well in my therapy sessions, I'm just sort of getting stuck. So in the absence of a therapist, I'm wondering whether the process of journaling will help me manage and organise those thoughts and feelings so they don't become a groove in a broken record that I can't get out of. So anyway, there's a few good reasons there. So why is journaling something I'm adding to the 26 habits list? Well, ultimately, because it's such an easy thing to do. I mean, you write it in a notebook or a computer or an app. And I'll put links to resources in the show notes, actually, if you are tempted to do it online. But because it's so easy, it's something you can very simply put off. I mean, I've had a beautiful leather-bound journal on my bedside table for about 2 years. I haven't written a single thing in it. It looks nice, but I've not touched it. So making it one of my 26 habits prioritizes it and forces me to do it as soon as I wake up, rather than think, oh, I'll get round to it once I've had a couple of coffees. Plus, the period of 2 weeks is a nice time frame in which to notice whether there are any positive benefits or not. And the reason I think I've never stuck with journaling before is because I personally can't stare at an empty page and just freestyle on what's happening in my head. The idea of writing a stream of consciousness doesn't actually seem all that productive to me. So when I was thinking about this habit and how to approach it, I realized that the best thing for me to do would be to put a structure on both a morning and an evening journal. So I'm of course free to be fluid with it, you know, freestyle a little bit, but have certain questions that I answer. And there are a ton of resources online where you can find ways to write a morning journal or an evening journal indeed, or any kind of journal. But having done my research and having thought about what I want to get out of these journaling sessions, I am going to ask myself these 5 questions in the morning, and I'll put this all over the show notes and I will put it on my Instagram stories and do it as a highlight. But the first question will be, how did you sleep last night? Number 2, do you remember your dream? 3, how do you feel? And that really will just be like a body scan of just, do I feel all right this morning? Do I feel like I can go to the gym first thing? Do I need a coffee? You know, that sort of stuff. Question 4 will be, what am I looking forward to that day? And question 5 will be, what challenges might I face that day? I just feel like that covers off all the things that, and it won't take me a long time to journal. Just, you know, allow me to just kind of check in with myself and give myself the opportunity to have a good day. And then in the evening, it'll only be 3 questions because I don't think I'll have the same energy. And it will be, how do you feel? What was today's highlight? And what can you learn from today? Very simple. They can be one word answers pretty much, or I can write a bit more depending on how I feel. And as with all the 26 habits, I don't want to put unrealistic pressure on myself to, you know, create the best journal in the world. It doesn't matter if my handwriting is sloppy. It doesn't matter if I look back at it in 3 months and think, oh my goodness, you absolute idiot. You really are a fool. It doesn't matter. Just write it down and let's see how we go. I'm going to keep it simple and write in a notebook, even though there are some really, really great apps actually who have gorgeous interfaces, but only because it feels like the kind of thing I should do away from tech. Although that's just me personally. Already one of my 26 habits has been breaking up with my iPhone, and I just think it probably isn't a good idea to depend on my phone for another thing. So I'm going to go old school, pen and paper. Plus, I actually have so many notebooks that I've bought over the years and never written in that it seems a shame not to use them. And this is a brilliant reason to actually dust off some of those gorgeous notebooks and use one. So stay tuned to Instagram, where I'll be updating you on my progress. And feel free to get in touch with me if you've tried journaling and have any tips that you'd like to share. Email me on thebeautypodcast@gmail.com or slide into those DMs. And as ever, I'd be ever so grateful if you could subscribe to the show wherever you listen. And if you feel so inclined, I'd love it if you could leave a 5-star rating and maybe even a couple of sentences about what you like about the show. Guys, I'm really excited about this one, and I cannot wait to see and feel the benefits of doing this every day. Thank you so much for listening, and I will update you on the next show.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
We're all looking to make more sustainable choices, but making your own shoes out of natural materials could pose a few challenges. The twigs and leaves in your backyard aren't exactly comfortable, and while mud does perfectly contour the feet, it doesn't score high on the durability front. But thanks to Allbirds, you can skip all the backyard experimentation. At the Allbirds Innovation Lab, they're doing all the sciencey stuff, like research and testing to create shoes from natural, sustainable materials. And their innovative processes mean using less of the bad stuff and more of the good while making shoes unlike any other. Like the Plant Pacer, made with 100% plastic-free plant leather. The Tree Dasher, a running shoe made from eucalyptus tree fiber. And from sugarcane, they've made the Superlight, their lightest shoe ever by weight and carbon footprint. It's not rocket science, it's shoe science. Allbirds is making shoes better than natural. They're supernatural. Find your perfect pair at allbirds.com today. That's allbirds.com.